part of the big crack.
Some 2.5 million Texas homes and businesses are without electricity, according to PowerOutage.us. CBS News Texas meteorologist Scott Padgett.
Some spots 9 inches to near a foot of rain down near Houston. And Beryl, as it weakens overnight to a tropical depression, then a post-tropical cyclone, will affect 11 states with flooding rains, maybe 4 to 6 inches of rain as it continues that northeasterly track over the next few days.
A United plane bound for Denver lost a wheel while taking off from Los Angeles. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has details.
The flight appears to have been normal. The takeoff also appeared normal, except this wheel fell off of the main landing gear as the plane was departing Los Angeles International Airport. Another plane on the ground said they saw the wheel bounce in front of their aircraft. The wheel was recovered, United Airlines says.
The FAA says it's investigating. More than 3 million people passed through U.S. airport security in one day yesterday for the first time as travel surges. A heated White House press briefing when Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked repeatedly about the president's health.
The president has seen a neurologist for his physical three times. And it is in the reporting that we share a comprehensive reporting. Matter of fact, it's more than what the last guy shared.
Biden's doctor knocks down speculation that the president had repeated visits from a neurologist. Meantime, CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
We now have a handful of House Democrats on the record saying the president should withdraw. Perhaps the one with the most heft or the highest rank is Adam Smith of Washington State, telling CBS News he thinks the president has to get out of the race, that he's hurting the chances of keeping the White House. Then you have this growing number of House Democrats making statements that the president should very much stay in the race, that the party should align behind him.
President Biden is promising new measures to boost Ukraine's air defenses after a barrage of Russian missiles against Kyiv, including a children's hospital, and other cities kill 36 people. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
The country's biggest pediatric hospital, also in Kyiv, was devastated. It treats young cancer patients and performs organ transplants. Rescuers had to carry out some of those children while others fled, still connected to their intravenous drips.
Many medical students at Johns Hopkins University will no longer pay tuition thanks to a $1 billion gift from Bloomberg Philanthropies. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
The daughter of the boss is not heading to Paris as she hoped, CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Jessica Springsteen, the Olympic silver medal winning equestrian daughter of rock legend Bruce Springsteen, will not be going for gold at the 2024 Summer Games in Paris.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home?
The 32-year-old made her debut Olympic performance at the last Games in Tokyo when she was ranked 27th in the world. Now she's ranked 127th, with 67 wins under her belt. And it's one sport where being what some might call older for an athlete is not a bad thing. The American horse jumpers going to the Olympics are 44, 49, and 59 years old. Matt Piper, CBS News.
On Wall Street, traders are looking ahead to several earnings reports this week, including updates from Delta Airlines on Thursday and J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo on Friday. Fed Chair Jerome Powell addresses Congress on Tuesday and Wednesday. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, and by sunrise, we'll be in the mid-60s. Winds will remain light. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies. Highs will top out in the middle 70s. Those clouds stay put Tuesday night, upper 60s. A chance of showers by Wednesday. It's 75 at our studios.
Thank you. What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
Even though it's around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. Stand by.
You've always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the Timeless Hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and Timeless Hits around the clock on WRJN.
Don't let spring allergies make you miserable. Try the quick drug-free solution trusted by over 4 million people, Navage. Only Navage uses suction to flush out your sinuses using refreshing saline, helping you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. And here's even better news. Navage is now available at your local Sam's Club in a great new value pack. It's everything you need to start breathing better immediately at Sam's guaranteed best price. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word cocktail to get your second drink for free.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Girl, you just don't realize.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from disaster.
She was just a walking down the street singing. Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Falling in love.
single day singing.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul.
Thank you.
If you're listening to our Timeless Hits on 1400 AM WRJN, welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hurricane Beryl is weakening as it moves inland, but not before pummeling Houston. This man is looking at cars stranded on the highway.
This is normal stuff. Everybody want to move down here and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, just come visit. This is what we got to deal with. You know, we live here, you know what I'm saying?
CBS's Janet Chamblian is in Houston.
Beryl hammered the Texas coast, unleashing punishing winds and torrential rain. There was widespread flooding and power outages for almost 3 million customers. The storm battering downtown Houston.
Oh, my God.
Rain bands lashing the city's skyscrapers.
Beryl's being blamed for 6 deaths in Texas and 1 in Louisiana. The almost unbearable heat blanketing much of the country has now claimed at least 5 lives. Multnomah County, Oregon Health Officer Dr. Richard Bruno.
These are probably preventable deaths, you know, based on the fact that we assume that they probably would not have expired if they had had better cooling options. And so we're trying to ramp up and make sure people have those options right now.
Pennsylvania state legislators are trying to break teenagers from their social media addictions. Their efforts are taking place while officials investigate reports that a group of middle school students created TikTok accounts in their teachers' names. CBS News Philadelphia's Liz Crawford.
Pennsylvania State Senator Ryan Aument says eliminating the use of phones at school could only help. Just last week, the Senate passed a bill that would allow for a pilot program that requires students to put their phones in a locked bag.
For many of our young people, this is an addiction. If we can get them off the device for 6.5 hours during the school day, that's going to be beneficial at home.
The bill passed the PA Senate 45-5.
Actor Alec Baldwin is about to go on trial for the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. He was pointing a revolver at her in 2021 on the New Mexico set of the movie Rust when it fired and killed her. Here's CBS News correspondent Matt Piper.
Both sides have been meeting to see if they can come to an agreement on various documents that the defense is requesting to be handed over. The judge earlier ruled that Baldwin's role as a co-producer in the movie is not relevant to the involuntary manslaughter trial.